due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I didn't come into your house disrespecting you, so do not come in here disrespecting us. Now, don't get me wrong. Bianca and I are going to tear each other apart at NXT TakeOver Portland. But let me remind you of something. We have a saying here, in case you've forgotten. We are NXT.
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for February 8th. Holidays Day, it's Boy Scout Day. Okay, and Kite Flying Day. Beautiful day to go out and fly a kite, huh, guys?
Oh, big time.
Yeah, out in the snow and the snow and the cold and the rain and the snow. Hey, we have three wrestling stars. I usually do birthdays at this point, but we have three wrestling stars that would have had birthdays today if they hadn't. Well, they still do, I guess, even though they passed away on February 8th. That's Freddie Blassie would have got a year older. Jim the Anvil Neidhart and Sherry Martel. Recently returned Big Show is celebrating his 48th birthday today, and I want to send out a happy birthday to my brother Peter. Hey, happy birthday. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire at Culver. Join us tonight. That's right, tonight for UFC 247. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Want to get there early. Rochester's own John Jones is in the main event. Could be the last time we see him fight as a light heavyweight.
It could be.
I'm guessing it is. That's the rumors. Say, you know, he's moving up to heavyweight. He's going to take on Stipe after this.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's been talk before about that. But we'll see what happens. He'll probably make some sort of announcement if he wins the fight at the end of the fight. A lot of people are picking for him to lose, so we'll see what happens.
A lot of people are just saying that because they don't want Jones to win.
Of course.
Honestly, his biggest fight right now is with motivation, so.
Motivated, certainly. So that's tonight. Coming out, hang out with us, 10 p.m. tonight. Get rid of the winter blahs by coming out and hanging out and watch some guys pound each other in the octagon. And yeah, UFC 247, Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door. We'll be at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Come hang out with us. Also, are you interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater? Officiate Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're interested in the men's team, it's a Flower City Fear, FLOUR. You can find it Facebook page or flowercityfear.com. Check them out. They always can use some help. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I will tell you one thing. My computer is making no sound, which is kind of a bummer because I had a lot of great sounds to play this week. I cannot make it do anything. So if I seem distracted at times, it might be because I'm playing around with it, trying to see if I can make it work. But beyond that, we have a planned guest in the next segment. Justin Credible is going to come on and talk to us about that wonderful event that's going on that we talked about last week a little bit. It's called Stories from the Extreme, and that's a show that's going to be June 14th here at the Comedy at the Carlson. We'll talk to him a little bit about that. But right now, we've got some stuff to talk about in the world of pro wrestling, like I don't know. What's the biggest news? The biggest news, the fourth quarter numbers that came back this week, this past week?
Well, I mean, the numbers and what the rumors are going that's going to happen with the WWE from here on out.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit. Danger, why don't you we'll warm us up on that?
Well, so last week there was a huge news that they had fired their two co-presidents and that they were gone, and then the stock took a giant dive. And all the rumors were that was ahead of the fourth quarter report that was coming out, and it came out this week on Wednesday. And the revenues increased. It was, they had the highest quarterly revenue in WWE history, but every other metric that goes with that stuff was down. So they got all this money. It's basically their TV money and their Saudi Arabia money that led the charge.
Well, remember, they started Fox in October.
Yes.
So that's when the money started coming in.
That's when it started coming in. And this is for the fourth quarter. So it'd be from in that time period. So, everything out, they had the highest revenue they ever had, but their earnings still missed the mark, and their stock went down. And then there's rumors that they're going to do some stuff. I mean, their subscriber count came out for WWE Network, and it is at about 1.41 million, I believe, which is grossly under where they want to be at this point in their development.
It's about down about 10%.
Yes. So they're losing subscribers instead of actually gaining subscribers. And they want it original, based off the original model, they wanted to be around 3 or 4 million subscribers at this point. So
yeah, to be successful, it had to be at 3 million, I think, at this point. So, and that's one of the things that, and so because of these, and by the way, I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with Danger Boy and Furby. So that's who's with you today, if you're questioning it. But yeah, so the thing is because of these outcomes, Vince McMahon kind of, I don't know, scared a lot of people. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, Vince scared a lot of people because he said they would be open to selling their media on different platforms, which a lot of people immediately took to, and the news has come out since that they are negotiating to sell off the major pay-per-views to either pay-per-view providers or other streaming services. And the biggest rumor right now is that WrestleMania is going to end up on Fox Network. And we will be able to watch WrestleMania like we watched the Super Bowl, except for double the length.
Really? So, yeah. But that's not the only scary thing. The other scary thing is the future of the network as well.
Well, there's questioning about the future of the network. They didn't come out and straight up say anything, but they're looking at all possibilities. Pretty much at this point, they're not going to put any money into the network that they can't get right back out. They're still doing decently. I mean, they still have 1.4 million people, but it's not where they want to be. Another thing that came out of this press conference was pretty much the reason why they got rid of their co-presidents was because a difference in philosophy of how to handle what's going on in the wrestling climate right now. The co-presidents are gone, George Berrios, and I forgot the other one's name.
It was like Christine something Taylor, or I can't remember. It was a lady. Definitely.
Yes,
yeah,
yes. They wanted to actually try to tighten up shop, cut costs, and do things that way, whereas Vince wants to put every wrestler he can under contract to try to cut down on the competition, which, again, beat NXT in the ratings, is drawing almost 1 million people a week and doing better than TNT thought they were going to do. So that's got to put a little thought on everything too. So all this is going on. The stock took another small dive. I mean, when you say the percentages are the same as they were, last week, it's true, but it's also a misnomer because the pricing is so much differently that the drop isn't as much. They're not losing $1 billion in one day like they did last Thursday, but it wasn't that positive of a conference call. And that's, we'll put it this way. They're cutting house shows in February and March, and originally people thought it was because they wanted to rest their wrestlers going into WrestleMania so they didn't have the injury list. And the true thought is that it's because they're just not drawing, and they're losing money on house shows.
Yeah, well...
live events, sorry.
And we knew that, and...
Yes.
We knew that last, a couple weeks ago that they were cutting back on those. But I think some of the announcements, some of it was... pretty devastating to say that. I mean, this could be the end of the network as we speak. There's because listen, if you don't get the free pay-per-views on the network, not really free, you're paying $9.99 a month. If you don't get that, if you suddenly took off the pay-per-views, yes, there's extra stuff on the network,
but not enough to keep the...
No, because if NXT moved to the network, to USA, so there's one less thing that people were watching every
week. Yes.
And then basically, I mean, if the network goes away, NXT UK goes away, 205 Live goes away, and you lose a lot of that viewership on those. Now, obviously, those are probably two of their lower, you know, rated shows that they do produce. But, you know, for everyone that likes to follow everything along with all the storylines and everything, as I do, you know, those are two shows that you will miss out on.
And it's just right now, the only talks are the major pay-per-views, which I'm guessing would be the Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and possibly Survivor Series if they still count that as a major pay-per-view. But it would start with WrestleMania. And originally, when they started the network, WrestleMania wasn't supposed to be involved, included. That was still going to be a pay-per-view. There's also talk that possibly they sell it to another streaming service like UFC does with ESPN Plus, and then you would pay through them for the pay-per-views and whatnot. Hopefully not the same pricing that you have to pay for a UFC pay-per-view. But, you know, they're open to possibilities at this point to get more revenue off of their events.
Definitely not a good thing. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We're going to go to the phones real quick. We've got Mike from Rochester. Mike, how you doing today, buddy?
Good, guys. How about yourself?
Doing good. We're talking about some vicious news that could be the end of the network, or at least the end of the way the business is run in WWE.
Well, I knew, yes, last week when George Barrios and Michelle Wilson got fired, that there was big reasons for it. And now you start, like, hearing the tea leaves of why. And I agree with George Barrios and Michelle Wilson that I'm not offering people like the Revival a 5-year contract for $700,000 a year when I'm not even going to use them. Let them leave. I mean, let them go where they want to go because you're not going to use them anyway. That's a ridiculous amount of money to spend on talent that you're not going to use properly anyway. So, but I knew that there was problems there because you don't just fire the co-presidents of the company without, like, a succession plan. So, yeah, it's not good. And I've said this for a long time that Vince is over his skis, and me and the XFL is starting today. So it's only going to get worse.
Speaking of which, go New York Guardians.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and that's another big tap on Vince McMahon's funds, but that starts today, USFL, of course.
Yes, he's going to lose probably $125 million just this year off of that. So,
absolutely crazy, man. So, So I'm guessing that's not all what you called about, right?
No. But one of the things that I thought right from the beginning, and this is, I think, one of the beginnings of the decline of the company, was when they started the network in 2014, they should have went with the UFC model. What UFC did with Fight Pass was they kept Fight Pass, and Fight Pass was for the archival footage and all that stuff, but they kept the major pay-per-views on pay-per-view. And at the time, they had enough big stars, so thus the pay-per-views grossed enough where they could, like, sell it off to a provider, which they eventually did with ESPN Plus. Well, WWE should have had those major pay-per-views stay on pay-per-view, WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, and then they could have kept the other 8 shows on the network. If they would have did that from the beginning, they would have been okay. But now that they've put all that stuff on the network, they've cost themselves so much money, especially with the revenue they've lost from WrestleMania. They can't take that off the network because, like you guys were talking about, people are now going to just, like, say the heck with the network if they're going to, like, not even be able to watch it there. And I think part of this is that NBC Universal is starting their own streaming service called Peacock. It's going to start April 15th, and I think that's where this is going to go. They're probably going to charge you $9.99, and that's where I think they're going to sell the WrestleMania and the Royal Rumble and stuff like that. They're going to sell it to that Peacock and get them off the ground.
Well, I mean, that's an option. I mean, I know, and, you know, it's really sad that they had a bad quarter, I really think, because it makes them have to they fired a bunch of people. They have to do some drastic changes.
Well, I mean, they had the highest revenues they've ever had for a quarter.
It wasn't where they want to be. TV deals.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. And part of the reason why they got those TV deals was at the time that they were negotiating, they still had Ronda Rousey on the shows. And Ronda Rousey was a big enough superstar that the ratings weren't doing that bad at the time of the negotiations, so thus they got that big deal. They were very fortunate because if they would have went out for negotiations a year later when the stuff started collapsing, they would have been in big trouble because they wouldn't have gotten those television deals, and thus they wouldn't have that revenue.
Well, you're not wrong there. So it's it's sad. Let's you want to talk about the product at all, or yeah?
And the other thing I wanted to talk about was, and this leads to the biggest issue. I watched in the AEW show Wednesday night, and I thought the ending segment was unbelievable television with the 10 lashes that MJF gave to Cody, and it really hit me that this is what WWE doesn't have anymore. There was emotional investment in all those characters involved. And this guy, Cody Rhodes, was in their company for a decade. And they did nothing with him. They hit him at Stardust at the end. And this guy, could you imagine, like, I want you guys to picture this for a second. Do that exact same segment with Roman Reigns and Baron Corbin. Would anybody have cared?
No.
Nobody would have cared. Not one bit. Okay, Baron Corbin comes out last night at SmackDown, and all he could do is do the cheap heat because they're in San Jose, and his Chiefs beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl. That's okay. He's a geek with a stupid crown. I complained at the time when they did the King of the Ring. I'm like, they could have made a baby face like Chad Gable. Instead, they had to make it a joke. That's the biggest issue. There was emotional investment in that Cody MJF segment. So now people that are going to buy that pay-per-view, probably in 100,000 to 150,000, are going to want to see Cody kick MJF's butt. And that's what's lacking with the WWE product, is that there is no emotional investment in any of their characters. That's the chickens coming home to roost, all this stuff.
Definitely. I think they both, it's interesting, is both NXT and AEW had better weeks this week than the week before. But I think that, I'll admit, I picked AEW. I went back and watched NXT later. But I think that's a lot of what's going on right now is people are testing the waters to see which one. And I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it does. I mean, that 10 lashing, it was pretty dramatic. You know, I mean, a couple times they had to stop. You know, and Cody had to, like, I mean, you saw the pictures from his back. You know, there was lashes going on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's selling it for his company. He's selling it to, you know, he's showing what he's willing to give.
And I just want you, like, the guys to think about it. Like, all their baby faces that have been over the last few years, like a Becky Lynch or a Daniel Bryan before, that was all by a fluke. Like, they didn't even plan any of those. They tried to turn Becky Lynch heel. They wanted to make Daniel Bryan part of the Wyatt family. It's like, all that stuff was a fluke. It was never their booking that it was the reason. And to me, this is all, like, when you watch a lot of the shows, the crowds are, I'm not saying they're dead, but they're just not invested. And there's no reason to invest in any of these characters. And when you hear Seth Rollins coming out there and blaming the fans for why he's turned heel, it's like, dude, it's because you were crying in the corner while a guy with a Halloween mask was staring at you. That's why they turned on you. It's like, it's so, I don't know.
You know what, Mike? I appreciate the call. We got to go to break because we got a guest on the flip side. So 222-1280, Star 12. I agree. You know, there's a lot of things going wrong, and we're going to go to break on that. Come back with Justin Credible. If you have a question for him, 222-1280, Star 12 is the number. We'll be back right after this.
This was supposed to be a contract signing, Kenny, but you ruined that. I don't know what I have to do to get your attention anymore. Clearly, Michael Nakazawa means nothing to you. You left him for dead, Kenny. So maybe we'll see. Get out! Maybe we see just how much you care about lovely little Rio.
Look, I guess I owe everybody an explanation. You see, the thing last week, I can't do this.
A chance to compete for the WWE title, I mean, that's the dream, isn't it? Hell, since I was a 14-year-old kid, all I wanted to do was just prove that I could be one of the best, and tonight is my chance to prove that. And I know that it might seem unrealistic for someone like me to earn a WWE title match because of the obstacles that are put in front of me. I know I'm not as big and I'm not as strong as Bobby Lashley is. I don't have a gang like Seth Rollins does. So I have to use something that I believe is more valuable than any of that, something that got me here. So tonight, as slim as it may be, tonight is my chance to prove that determination can outweigh probability. So to answer your question, what does this mean to me? Charlie, it means everything.
Hey, this is Justin Credible, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Hey, The Pain Clinic, that's not just the coolest, that's not just the best, it's just incredible.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to have Justin Credible on here in just a minute. Got some news we're going to fill in here for a second. Thank you. We'll be we'll have Justin in just a second. Danger, you got some news there?
Well, yeah, we don't forget that we were talking about AEW a little bit. They are coming to Rochester on March 18th. Don't forget, get your tickets. The better we support them, the better we have, we have more good wrestling on TV, and they come back quicker too. You got something like that, you show support, they definitely notice, and you get more shown. As we also stated, AEW and NXT both increased in the ratings this week. AEW did win again with all the demos except for over 50, and they went up from 828,000 to about 928,000 this week, whereas NXT went up to 770,000 from 712,000. So, increases on both shows. You got they're both good to watch. They both had some good stuff on them. Looks like some of the bad stuff on AEW is disappearing too, as it looks like the Nightmare Collective may be done.
Yeah, it looked like it pretty much dissolved.
Between Dark and
With Awesome Kong. There's an official injury, but also that she might be doing taping for the Netflix show Glow. Brandy came out to the side of Cody's aide there with the lashes, in her normal clothes.
Yeah, Brandy came down and was with her husband, and then MJF is just so good that I'm glad they're getting him the spotlight now as opposed to the beginning of the shows when he wasn't on every week.
And it feels real.
Yeah.
It feels real.
That's what happens when wrestling's actually good. It's even though we all know how it works now, and back in the day they didn't know how it worked, it's glad. I'm glad that people are watching it and it's good. Some interesting news from old wrestlers today. Brian Adam Bomb Clark, you may remember him as Adam Bomb or from Chronic in WCW, faces a whole bunch of narcotics charges in Arizona. They say that he's charged with conspiracy, illegal control of enterprise, transporting or selling narcotics, drug possession, possession of a wedding or of a weapon. And he's facing some serious charges here. I mean, all those are serious. And it looks like things did not turn out great for the last remaining live member of Chronic there, taking the gimmick a little too seriously in his post-wrestling life.
Something on the other side of maybe some more positive news. WWE announced their SummerSlam tickets will be available on Friday, March 6th at 10 a.m. That's also the same day that they will be in Buffalo. SmackDown will be in Buffalo on March 6th. But SummerSlam this year takes place at TD Garden in Boston on Sunday, August 23rd, 2020. Obviously, also, they've got all their major events. SmackDown will be there on the Friday. TakeOver will be there on Saturday, along with of course, SummerSlam and Monday Night Raw will be at the Garden.
And speaking of SmackDown, last night we did have the return of Bill Goldberg to WWE TV, even though he was not in the arena, and that probably ticked some people off when they announced he was coming. They may have sold some tickets saying, oh, he's going to be at SmackDown, and he was not actually there. It was a taped segment. But we do have another main event caliber match for the Super Showdown in Saudi Arabia, as we have The Fiend versus Bill Goldberg,
which it's probably not everybody's choice of match they want to see. However, I think it will be okay because The Fiend works pretty well with everybody. He'll be able to take a slow-paced match with Goldberg. Obviously, we don't want to see another concussion like we saw against The Undertaker. But it'll be interesting to see the outcome of the match.
And that leads, now we have four matches for Super Showdown. We have The Fiend and Goldberg. We have Ricochet versus Brock Lesnar, which, as they set up that, as they had that three-way match, you could tell during the entire match that's what they were setting up, and they're finally going to play around to the fact that Ricochet helped Drew McIntyre eliminate Goldberg there by giving him a swift kick to the area Seth Rollins exposed in WrestleMania last year. So we got that going on. We got the tag titles match between Miz and Morrison and The New Day. And now I'm blanking on the fourth match. Whatever it was. Corbin and Roman Reigns in a steel cage. That's what it is. Because that feud just has to continue going. We just have to continue hearing how that, seeing that on TV every week.
I just don't want any more dog food.
Yeah, thank God the dog food's done. And I watched some videos afterwards, and they brought up some good points. Like, why was the guy stirring the dog food? It's not like you have to. It's not like he's cooking it. He's
brewing up some dog food.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. I don't know why they needed that much dog food if you just had to eat it. You didn't need a giant vat of it. He never did end up eating it. He just wore it.
Not needing the dog food. I don't need Roman Reigns and Baron Corbin for the 800th time in the last 2 months.
Some other news, and we fully expected this, but apparently the plan has been in place for over a year now that Shayna Baszler around this time was going to come up to the WWE roster, and she is going to be on Raw, and it's going to happen very shortly. I would say probably as soon as this Asuka rematch.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she either shows up during the match or after the match. It'll be interesting because we're finally going to get the match that we want. Baszler, Becky, obviously a rematch between Rousey and Becky Lynch, maybe further down the road, but this will be interesting to see what it sets up for the Four Horsewomen match, which we've been waiting for since the debut of Ronda Rousey.
Well, yeah, it would help if that Marina Shafir and Jessamyn Duke could actually wrestle.
I'd rather have them not be on TV and just have it be a handicap match, Baszler and Rousey versus the Four Horsewomen, but...
Yes, that would be good. And then, of course, we also got to see Charlotte go down to NXT this week, and that take a little turn that we did not expect with Belair and Rhea Ripley both dropping her as the show went. Bianca Belair was the star of that segment with everything she was doing, and Charlotte would push her off to the side, and she would just throw a fit in the background, and it was very entertaining to watch. She's showing the personality she wasn't showing a year ago when she had her little run, and I think it's going to lead her to bigger things, and she's going to end up on one of the more highlighted shows of SmackDown or Raw, and it should be entertaining. We also got this week, Sasha Banks was on After the Bell with Corey Graves and said her goals for WrestleMania are to be the best dressed and to be on the pre-show so she can get out of there as quickly as possible.
Yes, and I think it does a great job of setting up what could come down the road of getting that heel heat and maybe potentially turning on Bayley. We'll see how that develops.
She also pretty much confirmed that she does have an ankle injury, and that is what's keeping her out of the ring right now, which they had not mentioned at all other than the fact she was just injured backstage.
Yep. And she said she was happy to not be in the Rumble this year, which is... definitely not like the Sasha Banks we all know.
No, she was definitely playing up the character and doing an entire job of kayfabe on there. But, yeah, that was entertaining. And
hey, guys, when we go to break, come back with Just Incredible.
Let's do that.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll be back on the flip side. Listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
So when I knock down the Raw locker room, there won't be any light that seeps in. I will engulf the whole room in shadows cast from the black mass.
Yes, 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 yes. The Queen has love for NXT. And NXT has love for their Queen. So as I was saying, I've held all the gold 10 times. still wants all the gold.
That is who.
What's this?
All I've been hearing is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Takeover, Johnny blah, blah, blah. Well, now it's time to step up and prove it, Johnny. And everyone's going to find out that Johnny Gargano isn't the next Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah, just... yeah. No, no, you're right. I'm not the next Finn Balor. I am the first and only Johnny Gargano, the first Triple Crown champion in NXT history. More Takeover main events than anyone, including you.
You maniacs, Hulk Hogan, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic, so what you gonna do?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Danger Boy and Furby and you, and we're gonna go to the phones real quick. On the lines with us right now is, he's not just cool, he's just not just great, he's just incredible. Thank you so much for joining us. I know I blew your punch, your line there, but I had this great audio montage of things to play for you, and then I walked in this morning and my computer's not working, so, sir, so I'm so sorry. I'm sorry about that.
Thank you so thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the time. It's all good, man. Just happy to be here, man. We got some really cool stuff last night. I live in Connecticut. Mick Foley, hardcore legend, Cactus Jack, WWE superstar, was in town. And me and my partner, Danny Spring and Doug Spring, we went down to see the show. And then he calls me up on stage, which is great because it's a prelude to what I'm trying to kind of do myself. And I did about 20 minutes with him at the end of the show. And the whole reason we're doing this is it's myself. ECW Legends, Storytellers, small comedy clubs. So we're coming to the Carlson in Rochester, of course. That's why we're here. Sandman, Just Incredible, and Shane Douglas. Three of the most, not to put myself in that category, but iconic names in hardcore ECW Legend back in the 90s, the Attitude Era. So, you know, it's a really exciting time for us.
Don't sell yourself short, sir. You were the ECW Heavyweight Champion at one time, okay?
Well, six, man, I was, and I don't, but those guys are just, they're just, you know, I respect them so much, and this is my brainchild, and I'll explain, like, how kind of this got started. Like I said, I live in Connecticut. I had to meet Sandman in Philadelphia, and then meet Shane Douglas, and do a show in West Virginia, and drove to Salem, North Carolina. But I said, man, the stories us three are telling, just spitballing the banter, the old school stuff. I was like, if we could put this out, you know what I mean, in a way to take it to the fans, stuff they've never heard in their lives, amazing stuff. I mean, you can't believe. I mean, we couldn't make this stuff up. And I was like, we could do some business, and we're very excited. Everybody's very excited to do this, and you know what I mean. It's just. The old man, I'm 46, I'm wrestling tonight in Philadelphia, but it's starting to hurt a lot. Like, I got ice on my knees 24/7, and I figured what a nice transition to maybe take our stories on the road. You know what I mean?
I think it's great. I mean, yeah, you, Sandman, and of course, the franchise. You know, I can imagine Sandman probably take about 20 minutes to get to the actual stage because he'll be playing, you know, Enter Sandman for about 20 minutes, you know, and he'll have a few brews with people out in the crowd before he actually gets there. But, man, we're real excited. It's June 14th in here at the Comedy at the Carlson. And, man, we're super excited because we get, you know, Comedy at Carlson is something special. They, you know, we've had, like, you know, some of the biggest name. Dolph Ziggler came in and did comedy there, you know, and I mean,
oh, really?
Not only that, JR's going to be there in a couple weeks. He's coming to do his, and as well as Bischoff's been there. So I think this is the one, if you're going to go, and we had Raven too, and if this is the one you're going to go see, this is the one to do it, because you know, you're going to get some great stories. And I wanted to ask you one thing, and we all have kind of questions, but I wanted to ask you one thing. You see that the Click is going into the Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame this year coming up. You were a member of that group, you know. I mean, I honestly remember you were part of them. You were part of the, you know, and I'm it's like, I mean, they should like, you have you come up with them too as well when they get the rings or whatever they get.
It'll never happen. I have no beef, no heat with the WWE, but it became a marketing tool, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And it was something very generic. And because my character in WWE was over, I became kind of a sidekick. And that's cool, man. I was there for all the car rides, all the mayhem, and I don't get recognition. It's not, again, it's all, you know, one thing I dislike that the WWE does is it's not very genuine. And I'm not afraid to say it. It's all marketed stuff. Let them put those guys. They're all under contract. That's the whole deal. These guys are all under deals. I'm not under a deal. And, you know, it's what it is. You know what I mean? And but I hold no resentments. You know, I wish them all well.
So, Justin, we're sitting here. We all know we're going to hear these stories. What else can we expect? Are we going to have question and answers? We're going to have some interactions with the fans. I mean,
absolutely.
We're just looking to...
Well, last night was an education. And that was the reason I went to Mick Foley's show, and he does an amazing, wow. And again, it blew me back because I thought we could just go out there and talk. No, because he took the crowd through an emotional ride of stories. You know, he's the number one best-selling author. And when he took me up on stage, I really kind of learned how we do this. So we got to, you know, we'll have entrances, hopefully some video screens of some stuff. And it's going to be just, it's a very intimate, laid back, do about an hour and 15, hour and a half. And then, of course, Q&A. You know, just get I want to meet everybody that comes to Rochester personally, shake their hands, ask questions, and just honestly be grateful that we have that opportunity to meet the people that supported us and help us make a living in this crazy business and in that wonderful period of ECW.
Well, I'm glad. I'm sure you guys will get a great crowd here. I mean, we were, you know, Rochester had a few ECW shows, but we all took the trek to Buffalo every single time you guys were at the Flickin'
Center. I know. Yeah, I love that place. Wow. I remember this is probably one of the only times this happened in pro wrestling. A fan brought a car door, literally a little Toyota car door to the and Dreamer slammed me on it. So, we did some special stuff in Buffalo and just all the upstate New York area. We plan to be in Binghamton as well Friday night, the night before. We're just ironing out the details as we speak. So it's just going to be great. Upstate New York has always been a wonderful, amazing professional wrestling capital kind of thing. You know, WWE, of course, ACW, WCW. So it's just it's an honor to come up and pay respect to the fans.
I gotta say, you know, you thought the car door was interesting. I remember when someone put in New Jack's garbage can a model of the Titanic, and he used that in the middle of the ring during, you know, New Jack's as his song played as he beats everybody up, but which was pretty funny too. I mean, but a car door, that's got to be pretty crazy. We have a lot of crazy fans here. I gotta tell you, Mick Foley's second home is like up here in Rochester. He's here like every other weekend, I swear. So I wouldn't be surprised if he popped in at all, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a crazy land of the misfit toys wrestling family, and we all support one another. We're all getting a little bit older, but it's fun. It's nice to if fans are interested in nostalgia and that kind of, you know, reminiscing. It's amazing because, like I said, you couldn't make this stuff up, and it's really cool to hear the intricacies and. You know, if you cared about us, the feelings, the heartbreak as well, the pain, just everything. It's going to be cool.
I got to think one of my favorite stories, and I'm sure he'll tell it, is how Shane Douglas dropped down the East Coast belt and turned it into the ECW belt. I'm not going to spoil that at all. We've talked with him maybe 15 years ago here on the show, but I got to say, there's like incredible. It'll be an incredible night, to say the least.
I certainly hope so. And like I said, it's going to be very intimate. And again, I got an education last night, brother, you know, just being with Mick. We were in New Haven, like I said, and it was like, you know, maybe 200 people and it was packed, you know, but just to be up on stage. And normally when we wrestle, we got the bells and whistles, right? And just to sit there with a microphone in your hand and the lights on you, it's like, whoa. You know what I mean? You got to really, you know, you bring real emotion. You're telling stories to people that, you know, you may have met fans, you may have met once or twice, but, you know, you're pouring your heart out on stage. So it was a real education, and I saw the job he did, and it's, you know, it's going to be cool. And like I said, Q&A, autographs, meet and greets, all of it. You know, it's like, you know, if you're interested in ECW, if you're a wrestling fan, you really do not want to miss this, because we have some really, believe me, great, great stories.
Justin, we can't wait either. We're super excited. We're all going to be there. Why not? Because it's, where else are you going to see this conglomerate to actually see her to speak and not beat each other up, you know? So I'm
It'll probably, we're all getting, and we've talked about this too, you know, we're all getting a bit older, you know. Shane and Sandman are 56. I'm 46. This is, you know, wrestling's hot right now. This may be the last time you get to see us all together. You know, I'm dead serious. So it's I think it's a great opportunity for the fans to come out and just have fun, man. It's going to be laid back. It's going to be professional. It's going to be fun. And hopefully it'll be dope, dude. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just grateful that Rochester welcomed us with open arms. The Carlson does an amazing job. I mean, they've been so accommodating. It's going to be amazing.
Cannot wait. I'll ask you one last question before we let you go. We're kind of going through a renaissance in wrestling right now with AEW and WWE being on four networks or three networks. You know, is this a good time to be on the independent scene and maybe doing something like this, or maybe being an independent wrestler? It seems like they're all getting swooped up if they're good, you know?
It is a very it's a great question, and it is. If there's so many great independents, this has never been a better time to be a professional wrestler. There are jobs. People are, you know, one thing that happened to us in the 90s, and if you remember, this is why ECW popped up. I was part of it. WWE had the new generation, horrible gimmicks like Mantar, Sparky Plug, Aldo Montoya. and WCW was doing a horrible job. Dungeon of Doom, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And fans were like, we're sick of it. We want real wrestling. And that's what helped us. So today, with AEW doing what they're doing, I do a podcast every Friday with Vince Russo reviewing the show. And their numbers are really good. And they're doing comparable numbers to TNT basketball, which is huge, NBA basketball, you know. So everybody's healthy. All the companies, you know, I don't want anybody to, you know what I mean? You want the more wrestling, the better for us as business people. So the business is healthier than it's been in a very long time. And this is the best opportunity for a lot of young kids. So it's good. It's great for the business and professional wrestling, you know.
Excellent. Well, we cannot wait to see you, Justin Credible, coming to with Stories from the Extreme. It's a show at the Comedy at the Carlson, 50 Carlson Road. You can look it up online. You can buy tickets now as well. Shane Douglas is going to be there. The Sandman's going to be there. And who knows, maybe even more surprises. We tend to have surprises happen at these shows. So,
we have a plan for a surprise.
All right. So even better. So cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it so much. And maybe my sound will work next time I talk with you so I can play the fun little IDs you did for us about 15, 16 years ago, which I can't, for some reason, cannot run this morning. But thank you so much for the time.
Listen, thank you for your kindness. And Rochester, thank you for your support. We really need you to come out and support this. I love you guys. Thank you. And, you know, again, I can't say thank you enough. God bless, dude.
Oh, God bless you. And send our best to Vince Russo. He's been on the show a few times, too. I miss the guy. So thank you so much.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Thank you, man. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Have a great day. 222-1280 Star Toys number. We got to go to break on that. Man, I'm super excited. How can you not be excited for this?
Oh, I'm pumped.
You know what? If we get him in the studio on that day, that would be fantastic. At least somebody. It's the same day, I believe. Yeah. I believe it's a Saturday. Just hinting at that, but we'll talk about that as we get closer. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this.
Straight.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Pete Dunne's music. What's the bigger group's called?
Broserweights. And they came out in a golf cart this week.
I loved it, with like all sorts of colors and everything. 222-1280, Star Toys number. We got Dan from Rochester in line. Dan, you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I made you wait so long, buddy. But Pete, you know, Justin Credible was on the line with us.
Yeah, I listened to the whole segment.
Very
that
cool.
Was a good segment.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Good. The guys from Dave and Buster said if you guys want to call, you guys are more than welcome to come out.
All right. How much do we owe you for that?
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. I got to check with my sponsor before I can do anything like that first. But thank you for doing the footwork for us.
Right. I mean, they're excited about having the wrestling pay-per-view for the first time. They're going to do it for the whole year. See how it goes.
Sure.
And I can't wait. They're also going to be showing the Tyson Fury Wilder fight, too.
Remember when...
That's going to be a big fight.
I hear UPW is going on today, too.
Yes, it is, actually. It's going to be at the Eagles Club in Brockport. Bell, 6:30. Show starts at 7 today. We got the Dusty Taker Invitational. So that's something to look forward to. Plus, HC Loke defending his title against Coconut Jones.
No relation to me.
He'll be back in the ring for the show tonight against HC Loke. So that'll be exciting. Can't wait. I'll be there, actually. I'm going with my buddy, so I'll be there. I'll be ringside, probably.
Very cool. It has a name. It's a Valentine's Day Massacre.
Yep, Valentine's Day Massacre. Another one of the big matches there that if you follow them on Facebook that they've been promoting is a handicap match. Kenan Moore and Adriana Fury versus Cameron Black. Then also Hellcat and Matic will confront each other in the ring.
Ooh, building up some heat there. Very cool. So that's tonight. What time does it start?
Bell at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets still on sale. $20 looks like ringside, $15 general admission.
Very cool. Want to shout out to my roller derby family. February 29th is their home opener at the Dome, Leap Day. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. But also, I want to shout out to Big Mike, listener of the show. He's going through some rough times up at Strong Memorial Hospital. Go up and visit him if you can. Big Mike, he's a longtime listener. He gave me a lot of tips off the air. I went up and visited him this past week. So definitely our hearts go out to you, and hopefully we'll see how things go. But need some more news in here, too. So tonight, what time is that again? Hold on. 6:30, you said?
Yep. Doors open at 6:30. Bell starts at 7.
So when that gets done, you come out and you can watch John Jones fight at UFC at Salvatore's at the Garage Door tonight with us.
Unfortunately, I cannot. I do have to DJ tonight. So
That table's tough to sit in sometimes, Pushes against your guts, and you've got a gut like me.
Then I'll give you some more space then.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I can sit in the end. So we have some other news we got to get in before the end of the show. We want, the thing, I got to admit something. The thing that kind of bugged me this past week is how WrestleMania is barely mentioned. And as they're setting up this Saudi Arabia show now, how it's like everyone complete, and there's still another pay-per-view before WrestleMania.
I was going to say, you think WrestleMania has barely been mentioned. Elimination Chamber hasn't been mentioned at all.
Yeah, I know. It's like this stuff is all going on. And I feel that they're getting lost in the mix. Remember, they did this last year, and I felt the same thing. They used to spend a year building up WrestleMania. It wasn't just, maybe it was 9 months at heaviest, but now WrestleMania gets a month, maybe, so you wonder why these numbers might be down and people care less.
I think that's the biggest reason of the downfall of the WWE is because there's just way too much. And a lot of the stuff that they're doing is just pointless. Like, no one cares about the Saudi Arabia show. It's meaningless. It does nothing for anybody that is going to be on the show. That's why it was so surprising back in October on Halloween when The Fiend beat Seth Rollins that there was actually a title change. Because it's a show in Saudi Arabia. Nobody cares about those shows. They're always terrible. It does nothing for the product. It does nothing for storylines.
It just does. It does something for the bank account. That's what they're worried about.
That's it. And that's all they care about is money. Because obviously what they produce on TV does nothing for the fans. And that's why the ratings are lower. Because their television shows are not good. But, that's exactly what it is. They're all about money. But you know what? That's why there are so many shows, and that's why you're seeing a lot of the live events not get ratings because nobody cares.
True, true. And that, I will say that, if there's it's just sad because it's like I was watching this week thinking maybe they'd start, the closest they got to WrestleMania hype was the Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair thing.
And even that, we were worried about that because we thought it was going to supersede TakeOver Portland, just give that match away. And then when they did it on NXT, they actually did it in such a way that you still look forward to that match in Portland between Belair and Ripley.
True. And, you know, which the great thing was, I loved how, you know, that, and I wish I could play the sounds. I can't. I had the one where it's like, you know, the thing, Belair says about, you know what we say, or no, what Rhea Ripley says about, you know what we say
we
about
are NXT?
We are NXT, and then they double team her and put her out. And I thought that was fantastic. And, you know, it's a shame that, that's the only hype you got on NXT for WrestleMania. And nothing's for sure yet either. I mean, I'm sure it will be.
They didn't start it for no reason.
No, I would say that, definitely that. But, you know, beyond that, it's like, you know, I just think, you know, with bad news, I'm sure the morale is down.
It just no longer feels like the road to WrestleMania.
You're right. It feels like it's diluted.
There's so many stop gaps on the way to WrestleMania that it's like, it's if I'm on I-90 and get off at every stop on the thruway. That's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah.
There's way too many stop signs from the end of the Royal Rumble to WrestleMania.
And honestly, the biggest problem at this point, they only had the one pay-per-view in between. The biggest problem at this point is that show in Saudi Arabia. Because they have to play that up like it's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And they have to promote it as such so they can get their tons and tons of money. But at the same time, it just dilutes everything else and it takes away from the build for WrestleMania. I mean, we're getting Ricochet and Brock Lesnar, and that's probably going to be a solid match. Brock Lesnar does very well with smaller guys. See his matches with AJ and Daniel Bryan and Finn, but like, why?
And what I've said here is nothing to go against the actual product and the matches. Like, obviously, just like Danger said, Brock does well with pretty much mostly everybody's in the ring with. We're going to get a great match there. I think the Fiend, Goldberg, you know, the match is going to be what it is, but it'll be something new that you see in the ring. But the biggest thing is there's just way too much. There's way too much shows that they put out. If you think of it this way, you got the Saudi Arabia show. Yeah. You got Portland Takeover. Then you got Elimination Chamber. Then you're going to have the NXT Takeover before the Mania. I mean, there's five shows still before Mania.
Yeah, and then Mania. And Mania will probably start getting a plug towards the end of the one of the two of the last ones. I'll quote Princess Leia, and I was going to do this a little bit ago, when she said to Han Solo, when he said, you know, he's just there for the money, and she said, you know, she said, the line was, if money is all you love, then that's what you'll receive. And that's exactly how it is to the WWE for this you know, season coming up. And they're going to pay for it. I think that, you know, they will see, you know, an even bigger drop in the network, and especially with that being in, you know, who knows, disarray right now. So, but we're here to cover it all. And you can catch us every week here Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Hopefully we'll have sounds next week, but we'll see what happens. Thank you guys for making it. We'll see you next week, folks. You can find all our old shows on thepainclinic.net. Be our friend on Facebook. You can watch like these guys did this past hour. We'll see you next week.